listening to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER with your host, Joel Kassam.
Hello and welcome to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER 107.3. Joel Kassam is my name. I hope you're doing very well and thank you for joining me this week. If you're new to the show, this is where I invite a special guest into the studio and they take the musical reins by playing four of their favourite songs. All right, let's find out who we've got this week. My guest today is a Sydney hip-hop artist, producer, and to top it off, can drum too. A tutor of Indigenous studies and fellow radio host, he also runs workshops in community centres around New South Wales. Known by his stage name Dobby, it's Ryan Clapham. Welcome, Ryan.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Joel.
Thanks for coming by, mate. Now, for people who aren't completely familiar with who you are, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yep, so I go by the rap name Dobby. I'm a rapper and a drummer. I like to call myself a drapper.
Nice.
Because when I'm performing, I kind of integrate the two and will perform whilst on the drum kit and such things like that. So yeah, it's quite a lot of fun. I just love to perform. I love to make music and just kind of sharing knowledge through music.
Excellent. Know? So you're part of the hip-hop scene, which we'll get into a little bit later, but that's not where your roots were, right? You grew up on some different music. What did you listen to?
So when I was 7 years old, I'm going to say that my mum strongly suggested that I learn the piano,
okay.
which was amazing. So I learned piano at an early age, classical music, and I went in and out of loving it and hating it. And then around high school, I started learning jazz on the drum kit. And so I was part of Wollongong Conservatorium of Music, like jazz orchestra, started learning drums through that. And then around the same time, started getting into hip hop then.
Okay, so, yeah. Cool. And when you were with the Wollongong Conservatorium, did you go to the States as well? Was that something I did? How was that?
Amazing. It was so good. 2012. Hey, we were in the States for 2 weeks. We took our jazz orchestra, who we loved playing jazz together, you know, and in terms of jazz music, there's not much of it in Australia. There is a great thriving community, but you don't really see it if you're not part of it. You know what I mean? So when we went over to America, our minds were blown. We were like, it's everywhere. It's like this national music.
Yeah.
And so we were like, we need to practice. Like, we need to... It was a real kick up the bum, you know? So, yeah.
How was that, though? How was performing over there?
Oh, unbelievable. We played... I was in first year uni at the time, and most of the other bands we were playing with, we went through a competition as well, actually. It was an international competition. We were the only international orchestra. But, like, they had high school bands, right? High school orchestras with an audience waiting for them in, a line out the door and around the corner. Like, wow. High school bands.
Yeah.
Like, such a celebrated tradition and culture of that type of music, you know? And it makes you think about how we treat it here, you know? So it was really amazing to perform for them and have them say, yeah, that's dope. Like, it sounds great. It was really nice and assuring but also humbling at the same time. You know?
But it's true what you say, though, right? Because in Australia, we really don't take music serious, do we? Like, people don't respect it like they do in other places. And it's not just music, it's musical theatre and opera and stuff like that as well. Like,
100%.
Most of the arts are just not taken. Do you find that as well?
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, from a country where jazz was evolved out of its roots, we have adopted that in this country. And I guess it's just not something that I'm sure we're proud of, but we're not, like, a lot of us would not be aware of it, you know? Whereas in America, that's a national type of music.
Yeah.
The priority of jazz is unbelievable. Like, we went to some high schools on the West Coast. El Dorado High School was one. Their high school band, their, like, marching band and their jazz band, they get up and run around the Oval at 6 a.m. It's like period zero or something like that. And they literally, that's before any class. And they run laps with their bass drums and their snare drums. It's crazy. Like,
unreal.
It's proper, like, you know, like, boot camp or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's the importance. That's the significance and the respect given to these musicians. They're like, you know, we work hard, we train hard, and we're respected.
Yeah, that's amazing. Do you still listen to jazz and stuff now?
Yeah,
you do. You still like it?
I love it. I love
cool.
it.
So you studied jazz, piano, percussion. How did you then get into hip hop?
I got into hip hop. I mean, it's funny. My first album that I ever bought was Eminem's Encore. And then followed by Outkast, The Love Below, and Speakerbox. Shout out to them. They're incredible. Back in 2003. So I always had a love for hip hop. But around high school, I started actually like writing my own lyrics and playing around on GarageBand, you know, on my laptop and starting to think like, you know what? I've made like 3 songs. I'm going to try for 10 songs and then I'll put on a CD. And it just kind of happened from there. And I started playing around. They're terrible songs, but at the same time, like, I have a love for it, and it was a real true passion for me. There wasn't a time where I was more happy than making music, making rap.
Cool. You know. All right, we're going to get into that a little bit later, but we do have to start off with your music. You're going to play your old song for us now. What have you chosen, and why did you choose it?
Okay, so I've chosen Treaty 18 by Baker Boy, and even though it's not an old song in his version, but it's a song that we've been singing for a long time. So originally, obviously, was by Yothu Yindi. Then it was repurposed with Jim Blar and Nookie and Zachariah Fielding on Treaty 2015. And here we are in 2018 still singing Treaty. So here it is.
You're gonna violent, that man up on me standing in equal. All the allies talking treaty on the microphone lead. The Baker Boys, the next episode of the sequel. You need to find a way to be really proud. Spiritually loud, end up high in the cloud. I'm like a bird looking down. Every woman, every man. I'm a god, I can reap my luck, land connected to the land. Limit treaty, dama. Do a napuru wanga, do a numalang wanga. Napudal, see that I dia wanga. That way you're gonna make you move, make you move my wanga. Respect to the allies that passed on. Left us the legacy and some to carry on. Let's get it on. Call our old man, keep the fire burning strong.
Well, they heard it on the radio, and they saw it on the television. Back in 1988, all those talking politicians.
Promises can't disappear into the sand. We gotta put all differences aside. 40,000 years we have survived. Through the forced simulation and the genocide. Can't cry anymore cause the trees are dry. All plans side by side, it's so critical. People say this will take a miracle. Break the political, party's all clinical. It's about something more spiritual. That way you'll know malali and the day and world. While you make you rip within and never make you rip within. You don't know what I'm saying. I'm not a man. I'm not a man. I'm not a man. I'm not a man.
Much cheaper than a priceless land. But promises can disappear like writing in the sand.
Midnight, 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 midnight.
Yeah. If the world was colorblind, my enemy would be a friend of mine. Yelling treaty, need an agreement, no secret. This time let's do it right and we make sure we keep it. Can't change the past, but we can stem the bleeding. Equality, acknowledgement is all we are seeking. One land, one mob, that's all we believe in. This needs to happen now. Do we really need a reason? Not here to take over, here to take back. Written all over your face, brother man, face facts. For centuries, my people felt trapped. And to think a piece of paper could have changed all that. But as it stands, the paper's blank. It's not okay to be okay with that. Let's rewrite history, spirit, mental, and physically. Still no treaty, it's killing me.
My dad wrote this song 25 years ago, Treaty, and still, we are waiting for our treaty. Where is our treaty?
Oh, yeah. That's Treaty 18, Yossi Uni's 1992 classic there.
Amazing.
Featuring Baker Boy. That was a great choice, man. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
I hadn't heard that before.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good.
Such a good rendition of it.
It's really great. So to you, what does hip-hop do that other genres can't do?
I think hip-hop, like, I ask myself that a lot. It speaks directly, you know, to specific issues. I mean, you look at Treaty 18 and it's like a very... It speaks politically and directly to our situation as humans, you know. And you'll hear that in jazz and you'll hear that in whatever, R&B and pop and all of this. But a lot of the time it will be subtle or indirect and kind of maybe spoken through metaphor or through symbolism. But you hear people like Eminem or Kendrick Lamar or Drake, all these people like speak right directly to you, like in your face. This is what I'm dealing with. This is how I feel. This is what I want you to feel. So those stories are very powerful. And when you think about it, you know, for Aboriginal issues and Aboriginal communities, that's exactly the type of platform that we need. So I think about hip hop as such a fitting way of expressing identity and culture, but also the issues that we're up against.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I want to talk about performing live.
Yeah,
what's that like for you?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love performing. I love it so much, and I'm loving it more and more, especially this year. You know, because I'm starting to realize what I like, the type of performer that I want to be, and what I want to work towards. I look to people like Kendrick Lamar. I just saw him at the Damn Tour in Sydney, and he just that changed me. Hey,
okay,
I was like the way he brings in theater and silence into his performance is iconic. The way he came, so there was a stage with nothing on it, just like fog, and then he was on this like platform that rose to the surface, and there was silence, and the crowd was just waiting. The anticipation was unbelievable, and he was in this like kimono sort of thing, and he just stood there. And I was like, that's an amazing performance. Theatrical. It was just captivating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I love performing. I want to work towards stuff like that.
Have you been doing that for a long time now, performing? How long have you been?
I mean, I guess so. Through jazz and drumming and also in a band that I'm in, Jackie Brown Jr., I've been performing, you know, generally for a long time. I used to do a lot of musical theater as well, actually, as a kid. But as Dobby, it's quite recent, maybe in the last like 4 years, 3 years, something like that.
Do you still get nervous and stuff before a show?
I do. The most nervous that I was actually in Community, where my grandmother was born and raised, in Brewarrina, close to Bourke, in northwest New South Wales. And I know why. I was going to say, I don't know why, but I know why. It's because it's like that's just, I don't know if I don't know. I got real nervous, but it was such a fun time.
Yeah. And, no, actually, you know. I think I understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
You run hip hop and drum workshops in community, like, places around New South Wales.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that? Cause I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, actually going back to Bree Warriner, So my cousin, Lily Shearer, she's the co-founder of Mughalin Performing Arts, and she runs a festival in Bree Warriner called Bayami's Nunu. And Bayami is the creator spirit of this place. And the Nunu is the Nyamba word for fish traps, the ancient fish traps that that live in Bree Warriner and up and down that river. And so the festival's right by the river. She does it every year. There's dance, there's circus, there's rap. And my job was to, you know, to teach rap. And we did that earlier this year in March. Hopefully I'm planning to go back again by the end of this month. And I just love it, you know, especially because that's my country there. That's where my family hails from. So that was very special to be able to work with community.
Does the community really appreciate it? Do they come out and just love it? Do they love watching you?
The kids love it, but I love it seeing how talented they are and like the type of stories that they bring to the table. Because I'll say, let's do hip hop, and they're already writing. You know, like, yeah, what I mean? Like, I can go to a community and say, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do hip hop, and I'll just be, they'll throw it back in my face and say, yeah, we know about this. So it's pretty amazing. It's so amazing just to work with kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then what do you think the key is to inspiring, like, younger musicians?
I think it's about knowing that there are people listening, you know? I think it's so discouraging with that feeling that, like, oh, okay, no one's listening to this story. But we are, you know? And we need to listen more. So it's that communication between each other and being like, yeah, that's great. Keep going. Keep doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Joining me today on Old New Borrow Blue is Dobby, and he's about to play us his new song. Now, ooh, what have you chosen? Cause I'm quite into this. What have you gone with?
Okay. So I've gone with My Mind. It's the latest single that I've just released.
Yes.
As Dobby. It's released 2 weeks ago. It's got a music video as well. You can find on YouTube. You can also find this tune anywhere you get your music, iTunes, Spotify, etc. And yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Coming from my mind, I'ma lose my mind. Recycled all my old ideas. Brain in the bind, unsettling, feeling rattling in my skeleton. Travel all the way to my melanin. Paranoid, think you're relevant, kick your melanin. Fingers in a million pies, trying to live a million lives. Everyone dies, yeah. Think another window went by. Guess I gotta keep it in mind. Got a funny feeling inside, meaning I don't really feel right. Stuck in my thoughts, I've been really busy and tired. You can make the video live, isn't my time. My brother, my brother. My brother, my brother. My titter, my sister girl, my brother, you're invincible. My brother, you against the world. My titter, my sister girl, my titter, hey. My brother, been working so hard all day. My titter, been working so hard all day. here and live in my mind. I've been having trouble sleeping at night, second guessing, always eat up my life. So ironic, I don't feel like I'm eating right. Working up late till the beat is right, till desire to boogie's a piece of pie, till I satisfy every La Bebo vibe. Yeah, got my damn feet up, I can feel the pressure, better get my sangria. People tell me, listen to me, Gabby, they've been looking for somebody that can bring us all together, Pangea. The fella storytelling Azar, talk about my skin at Nadar. Cousin put away that face wash and get up and dance, nah, shame job. I got my nephew producing it, ayy, wanted to check what they do with it, ayy. Everyone listening, losing it, y'all, and I should mention he new to it, ayy. Rocko Filipino, photogenic, how you growing up and tall already. Know yourself, brother, don't forget it. If you really got a dream, then go and get it, cause they get butthurt like Tabasco. I'm about to rip up the dance floor. I know my story, I let it tell him through my dance moves and my cerebellum, through my voice box and my focus. Hoping all of them would notice, and I won't quit till my throat gives, till my lungs die, till there's no spit. My brother, my brother, my brother, my brother, my titter, my titter, my titter, my titter, my sister girl. My brother, my brother, you're invincible. My brother, my brother, you against the world. My titter, my titter, my sister girl, my titter.
Yeah, that was My Mind by my guest today, Dobby, off his single by the same name. Listening to that, I don't know, can you tell me who are your influences in hip-hop?
Oh, geez, there's so many. Right now it's Kendrick Lamar for sure. I'm very obsessed with him. you know, going back into time, Mos Def and Talib Kweli, Black Star. I look to Busta Rhymes for inspiration, Missy Elliott for inspiration. Eminem was one of my first passion, you know, loves in hip hop. And then there's always like Snoop Dogg. Yeah, the list is endless, you know.
Yeah,
I could go on. But right now, Kendrick is just, I admire the way he runs his narrative over two or three albums. I find that really incredible.
Do you think there's like a rise in Aussie hip hop at the moment?
Oh my God, so much. Yeah. Right now, because I remember back in the day when I started listening to hip hop, like back in the days of like Bliss and Esso and that, and no one liked hip hop as much as, you know, the heads that did. And you'd try and rap and you'd get ridiculed in school and be like, you know, yeah, they didn't understand. But nowadays you look around and everyone's rapping. My little nephew is rapping.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, he actually helped me with this beat.
Oh, really?
He did.
No
he
way.
Did.
That's so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So shout out, Jared.
Where do you see hip-hop going in Australia?
I think it's the future.
Yeah?
Especially for Black Australia.
Cool.
Because you look at people like Baker Boy, Dallas Woods, Tasman Keith, Nookie, Kalar Truth. It is so powerful. And especially with like I said, like the stories and our voices. Yeah, people are listening and it's on the rise.
How do you go about writing songs?
I am currently thinking, I go back and forth between, ideas, like I want a song to do this specifically, or I'll have a lyric that I'll write in my phone or in my book and be like, okay, where, you know, like a puzzle piece, like where does it kind of tie back to? Things are kind of boundless. They don't really have a point until you give it a point. So sometimes they're just like loose pieces of paper with random words on it.
Yeah.
And then it turns into a song sometimes.
So you could have, say, just a line written and then sort of almost base a whole song around that line.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, exactly. Or the complete opposite. You could have an idea for a song, maybe an idea for a music video, like I want it to end like this, but have no grounds for how the song is going to be, you know, what it's going to be about.
How about the producing side of things? Did you produce on that song?
Yeah, I did, yeah. I love making beats. I'm not very good at it. I know I'm a drummer, but, like, I'm learning Logic very slowly, and sometimes what I have in my head is not what it sounds like. And so I'm like, oh, damn. So I'm working on that for sure.
Okay, so you are a drummer, and you said before you're playing in a band currently.
Yes.
How's that going?
I love it, yeah. Jackie Brown Jr. I'm actually wearing our band shirt right now. I know you
yes,
can't
you
see
are.
It.
Sorry, yeah, this is the most visual show on radio, yeah, but, don't worry.
Love it, love it. Yeah, so Jackie Brown Jr., we've been playing together for like, what, 5 years? We have some exciting things coming up at the end of this year as well, actually. So don't want to spoil that too much, but we've got lots of music coming up.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. All right. It's time for you to tell us a bit about your borrowed song.
Yes. So I have chosen Rigor Mortis by Kendrick Lamar. And the reason it's borrowed is because it's got an unbelievable sample by Willie Jones III. The song is called The Thorn. And it's a jazz tune that is just really beautiful from 2009. And Kendrick has repurposed it in a new context, and that's, you know, very much about hip-hop. So, yeah, I love this tune. That's why I wanted to put it on. Hope you like it.
All right, here we go, third take. Real quick, Ali. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson with madness. Now just imagine the magic I like to ask is, don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Church.
He dead.
I killed him.
Amen.
Bitch. And this is rigor mortis, and it's gorgeous when you die. Ali recorded, and I'm Morpheus, the matrix in my mind. I'm out the orbit, you an orphan, and a hairdresser combined. I'm on the toilet when I rhyme, and feed the shit, then I decline. I climax where you begin, and then I end on cloud nine. And that's important when you morph into an angel in the sky. And don't be forging all my signatures, my listeners reply. And tell me that you biting style, you got a hell of an appetite. And I'm a beer for a while, just buckle up before the ride. Or knuckle up if you can fight, we always making them duck or die. A suit and tie is suitable, and usual is suicide. See I just might investigate this fucking parasite.
He dead. Amen.
That's what they telling me. Aim it at your celebrity. This is studio felony. Ferragami to many and cool enough for the 70s. Nigga, payback's a bitch. And bitch, you been living in debt with me. Dead, I'm all in especially. Leave a call on his mother voice. Mother, say that he rest in peace. Big ol' chopper, the recipe. Wrestling, that's irrelevant. Rather rest at your residence. Whistling to the melody. Couldn't think of a better D. Better be on your P&Q. It's just me, J-Rock, Soul, and Q. Solar system and barbecue. Nothing else you can do.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I killed him.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Belly Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He dead.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I'll crack the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask who your favorite rapper. I rapped them and made them Casper. I captured the likes of NASA. My pedigree to fly faster. I passed a week to the pastor. We all are sinners. Once you sinners, the Bible study faster. Yo, hypocrite is reaction of blasphemy. I assassin my casualty and it's casually done. And tell them my salary coming. Lumps of 100s. Don't talk to me about no money. The sun is under my feet and I come in peace to compete. I don't run. If you rap the leap, my statistics go up in weeks. And I go visit the nearest creek and I get busy. Yo, mini MC really ballistic. Anybody can see any assistance. Everybody that sees I'm persistent. Recognize I'll be really too vicious. The permanent beast and the demolition. Breaking up the streets, better partition. Better dot your T. Hannibal mention. Out of all you see, putting my dick in the rap industry. Everybody bitching and mad at me. Recognize Kendrick in a battery. And I'm charged up in a catastrophe. It's charged up in hard audacity. And y'all fucks never could hassle me. And y'all luck just ran out, you'll see.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Amen.
I know.
He dead.
For sure.
Amen.
Amen. Got me breathing with dragons. I cracked the egg in your basket, you bastard. I'm Marilyn Manson. Don't ask for your favorite rapper.
He dead.
Yep, yep.
Kendrick Lamar there with Rigor Mortis. Great choice again, man. This is great. I'm loving hip hop. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
Now, you're obviously very proud of your heritage. And with that, I see you're an academic tutor in Indigenous Studies at the University of New South Wales. Tell us about that.
That's right. So I've been tutoring at UNSW for a couple of years now, going back and forth between our first two courses that we offer, Indigenous Australia ATSI 1011 and Aboriginal Sydney ATSI 1012. And I love it. It's just so much fun. And we try our best to, you know, bring an education about Australia with no, like, without holding back, you know. At least that's what I try and do anyway, you know, to tell people the whole story. We get a lot of international students as well. And I feel like it's just important to be able to tell exactly what is going on and but also how strong we are as a culture and get rid of those stereotypes and myths, you know, about our culture.
I love that. And you also received a fellowship for emerging composers.
Yes.
What was the fellowship and what has that allowed you to do?
Yeah, so I have received a fellowship, the Peter Sculthorpe Fellowship, Create New South Wales Fellowship, and it's unbelievable. So what I'm doing with that is I am drawing from knowledge and sounds from Brewarrina, which is one of the reasons that I'm going back at the end of the month to continue that work. And so that's given me the ability to really think about, you know, how to portray the narrative of this river through music. It's also helping me to really broaden my horizons in terms of an artist. You know, I'm not just a rapper, I'm not just a jazz drummer, I'm not just blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to be a composer as well and think about music that way.
I love that. And you're also on FBI Radio. You're playing hip-hop on Wednesday nights.
That's right.
How are you finding it? You liking it?
I'm loving it. It's so much fun. So, yeah, myself, W and Diola on Sunsets, Wednesdays and FBI from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yeah. Shout out Diola, by the way.
And have you got any shows coming up? I haven't even asked you that.
Actually, yeah, there's a couple. So, we've just had a couple of shows for NAIDOC Week, and I am just currently letting things brew until we release the EP very, very soon. So that's kind of happening. There's a couple of exciting shows happening at the end of this year, one of which is the Surrey Hills Festival. That's happening on the 22nd of September. Jackie Brown Jr. and Dobby are performing at that festival. So it's going to
be
real
fun. Busy boy.
Yeah. I'm going to be tired for sure.
You said you've got an album coming out very soon, but where can people hear music? Your music now.
Yeah, so you can find my music on Spotify. You can also find me on socials. I'm WAU everywhere. So WAU on YouTube, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram, even Twitter, but I don't use Twitter, so might as well not use that. I've also got a website, WAU.com, so you can find me there
as
well.
Yes, definitely do it and check out his videos. They're very cool. Dobby, thank you so much for coming in today on Old New Borough Blue and playing some songs for us. It's been a lot of fun. I love hip-hop, so it's excellent for me.
Yes.
To end the show, though, you have to tell us a little bit about your blues song.
So this song is The Times They Are A-Changing by Bob Dylan, and this tune is just... I felt like we needed to end it like that because it makes me feel a certain way. It makes me feel bluesy. And, you know, Bob Dylan being one of the greatest musicians in our time, folk singer. So I figured this would be a great way to end it. So thank you for having me. And here's The Times They Are Changing.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown, and accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times they are a-changing. Some writers and critics who prophesize with your pen, and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the loser now will be later to win, for the times they are a-changing. Senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't lock up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be he who has stalled. The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, and don't criticize what you can't understand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your old road is rapidly aging. Please get out of the new one if you can't lend your hand. For the times they are a-changing. It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be passed. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changin'.